Okay, Chuck, here's your story so you can get the whole kept the whole thing. This is a recent story that I wrote called Possum Soup. There was once a very clever gray fox who lived right in this area. And this clever gray fox decided one day that he was going to make something real special. So he went out into the woods and he caught himself a possum. He brought that possum back to his place right over here down here by the Suwannee River. Got a big black pot, filled it up with boiling water. Then he was ready. He knew just what he was going to make and just how he was going to make it. It was going to be some possum soup. Oh, yes, some possum soup. It's delicious and nutritious. Start to droop. Oh, yes, some possum soup. Some possum soup. Yummy, yummy, on my tummy. Possum soup. Now, alligator came right up out of that water, and alligator said, "You can't make soup without some big blobs of river mud." And so that alligator took his long tail and put some big globs of river mud right in that pot. Oh, that fox could hardly stand it. He started jumping around that pot. Oh, it's a possum soup. Some possum soup. It's delicious and nutritious when you start to droop. Oh, yes, some possum soup. Some possum soup. And yummy, yummy for my tummy. Possum soup. Now a tall blue heron came walking up to the pot. She stretched her long, graceful neck and peeked in. She said, "Don't you think it's looking a little thin? Perhaps some crunchy, chewy feathers would help." So she pulled out a few feathers and put them into the pot. Now right there on a rock sat a chameleon. And that chameleon came slithering off that sun-soaked stone and came right up to the pot. "I think you need some flies to make it tasty," said the chameleon. Said the fox, "Flies." And so that chameleon caught about 100 flies on his tongue, and he spit them into the pot. Woo! That fox could hardly stand it. He was having such a good time. He was jumping and dancing and singing. "Oh, it's some possum soup. Some possum soup. It's delicious and nutritious when you start to droop. Oh, yes, some possum soup. Some possum soup. Yummy, yummy for my tummy. Possum soup." Now, a rock was sitting over there on the edge of the woods. Nobody paid it much mind. I mean, who pays much mind to rocks? Until the rock started to move. Because, you see, it wasn't a rock. It was an armadillo. And the armadillo came up to that pot. "Soup. You need some grubs and some ants and some other creepy crawlies." "Creepy crawlies," said the fox. "Yeah!" And so that old armadillo, he dug up some grubs and ants and other creepy crawlies, put them into that pot. Well, the fox said, "Now I know what I need," he said. "This fat, juicy possum." Well, all those animals, especially the possum, started screaming, "No, wait, stop! You can't cook that possum! You haven't tasted that soup!" And so, that fox leaned down to taste some soup. He said, "That's terrible! Blah, 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 blah. You tried to put..." "Wait a minute. You tricked me," said that fox. "You just didn't want me cooking that possum." And you know, that fox, He was so embarrassed at being caught up in that trick that he ran off into the woods. And I've heard that since that possum never got, or that fox never got any possum soup, he never needed to sing his possum soup song again. Oh, it's some possum soup, it's delicious and nutritious when you start to droop. Oh, yes, some possum soup, hey, yummy, yummy for my tummy, possum soup, yeah. Okay, Amanda's here. Now I can do it. Creaking Stairs, her favorite story. This is an old story, but I have heard that if you're interested in seeing that story in written form, that Laura Sims, who's a storyteller from New York, has had it published in book form. So it's called Creaking Stairs. I haven't seen it, so I don't know how close it is to what I do, but this is the story anyway. There was once a huge old house. Everything in that house was so old that it seemed to creak and moan. Now the old grandmother who lived in that house, she was almost as old as the house. And she seemed to creak and moan, too. Now, this old grandmother had a grandson. And when he'd come to visit her, she'd say, "You're not going to be scared, are you?" And the boy said, "Scared? Me? Nah." You see, sometimes he got just a little bit scared of all that creaking and moaning. And so his grandmother would give him a kiss, turn out the light, and go downstairs. Creak, creak, creak. When Grandma got downstairs, the boy went under the bed. Whoosh! Grandmother came back upstairs. Grandmother said, "Oh, we can't be having this every night. Tomorrow night, you're just going to have to sleep with the cat." So the next night, grandmother and the boy and the cat went upstairs to bed. The boy got in bed. Grandmother put the cat in the bed. Grandmother said, "You're not going to be scared, are you?" And the boy said, "Scared? Me? Nah." So grandmother gave the boy a kiss, and she gave the cat a kiss, turned out the light, and went downstairs. Creak, creak, creak. When grandmother got downstairs, the boy went under the bed. Then the cat went under the bed. Meow. Grandmother came back upstairs. Grandmother said, "Tomorrow night, you're just going to have to sleep with a dog." "The dog," said the boy, but the dog has fleas." "You'll just have to give him a bath," said grandmother. So the next night, grandmother and the boy and the cat and the dog all went upstairs to bed. The boy got in bed. Grandmother put the cat in the bed. Then she put the dog in the bed. Grandmother said, "You're not going to be scared, are you?" And the boy said, "Scared? Nah." So grandmother gave the boy a kiss, and she gave the cat a kiss, and she gave the dog a kiss, turned out the light, and went downstairs. Creak, creak, creak. When grandmother got downstairs, the boy went under the bed. Whoosh, then the cat went under the bed. Meow, and the dog went under the bed. Oof. Grandmother came back upstairs. Grandmother said, "Oh, this is giving me a headache. Tomorrow night, you're just going to have to sleep with a pig." So the next night, grandmother and the boy and the cat and the dog and the pig all went upstairs to bed. The boy got in bed. Grandmother put the cat in the bed. Then she put the dog in the bed. Then she put the pig in the bed. Grandmother said, what did Grandmother say?
You're not going to be scared, are you?
And the boy said, scared? Nah! So Grandmother gave the boy a kiss. And she gave the cat a kiss. She gave the dog a kiss. She gave the pig a kiss. Turned out the lights and went downstairs. Creak, creak, creak. When Grandmother got downstairs, the boy went under the bed. Whoosh, then the cat went under the bed. And the dog went under the bed. Woof, and the pig went under the bed. Grandmother came back upstairs. Grandmother said, tomorrow night, you're just going to have to sleep with the snake. So the next night, Grandmother and the boy and the cat and the dog and the pig and the snake all went upstairs to bed. The boy got in bed. Grandmother put the cat in the bed. Then she put the dog in the bed. Then she put the pig in the bed. Then she put the snake in the bed. Grandmother said,
you're not going to be scared, are you?
And the boy said, scared?
Me?
Nah! So Grandmother gave the boy a kiss. And she gave the cat a kiss. She gave the dog a kiss. She gave the pig a kiss. She gave the snake a kiss. Turned out the lights and went downstairs.
Creak, creak, creak.
When Grandmother got downstairs, the boy went under the bed. Whoosh, then the cat went under the bed. And the dog went under the bed. Woof, and the pig went under the bed. And the snake went under the bed. Grandmother came back upstairs. Grandmother said,
this is it. This is it. This is it. Tomorrow night, you're just going to have to sleep with the horse.
So the next night, Grandmother and the boy and the cat and the dog and the pig and the snake and the horse all went upstairs to bed. The boy got in bed. Grandmother put the cat in bed. Then she put the dog in bed. Then she put pig in the bed. Then she put the snake in the bed. Then she put the horse in the bed. Grandmother said,
you're not going to be scared, are you?
And the boy said, scared?
Me?
Nah. So Grandmother gave the boy a kiss. And she gave the cat a kiss. She gave the dog a kiss. She gave the pig a kiss. She gave the snake a kiss, and she gave the horse a kiss, turned out the lights, and went downstairs.
Creak, creak, creak.
When Grandmother got downstairs, she barely put her foot on the bottom step. The boy went under the bed, then the cat went under the bed, and the dog went under the bed, and the pig went under the bed, and the snake went under the bed, and the horse went under the bed. Now, you all know what happened when that horse went under the bed, don't you? The floor fell in. The walls fell in. The roof fell in. But you don't have to worry. Nobody was hurt. After all, they were under the bed. But Grandmother's house was ruined. Grandmother had to have a whole new house. So she got a nice one-story brick house that didn't creak at all. And when her grandchildren came to visit, her grandmother would say,
you're not going to be scared, are you?
And the boy said, scared?
Me?
Nah! And he really wasn't. And that's the story of the creaking stairs. Dedicated to Miss Amanda. Okay. This story is a story about a very lazy boy. This boy was so lazy that when he got up in the morning, it would take him like 20 minutes just to eat his breakfast. And then he'd be so tired that he'd have to go back to bed. Well, now, this lazy boy was also a very bad boy. And when he would go to school, he'd like to skip a lot of days and just go out behind the school and play cards. Now, one day, he couldn't get anybody else to go with him. So he was just out there playing by himself. And he heard a voice behind him. Hey, hey, hey. What are those? And he looked, and there was the strangest little man. He was only about this tall, and he had long, straggly hair and snarly teeth. Well, at first the boy was scared, and then he said, "Oh, you're nothing but an old Tommyknocker." And the Tommyknocker said, "Yeah, but what are those?" Now, for those of you that don't know what a Tommyknocker is, a Tommyknocker is kind of like a leprechaun. Except, instead of living in Ireland and having gold at the end of the rainbow, a Tommyknocker lives in California in the gold mines. Also, they are magical men, but Tommyknockers aren't too keen on green. Well, the Tommyknocker said, the boy explained to the Tommyknocker what the cards were. And then the boy said, "I might trade you." And so the Tommyknocker pulled out a fan. "A fan? A fan? What I want with a fan?" said that lazy boy. "Besides," he said, "my sister must have 100 fans. They're all better than that old raggedy thing." And the Tommyknocker opened it and he said, "Yeah, but this is a magic fan. When you go like this, it makes your nose grow. And then when you go like this, it makes it pop back." Ooh, that sounded like fun. So that lazy boy traded the cards for the magic fan. Now it's just about time for school to let out. And that lazy boy, he stood behind a tree and watched. And out over came the mayor's daughter. This was his chance. So he fanned the magic fan. 1, 2, 3. Now that girl went home. First thing she did was go upstairs and look at herself in the mirror. You know, she was that kind of girl she was. And when she looked at herself in the mirror, she started to scream. She had a lot to scream about, too, because her nose was out to here. Well, the mayor came home about that time, and he came up to tell his daughter it was time to come down for supper. But the girl wouldn't open the door. "Go away, go away. I have a very sick nose." Her nose was indeed sick, for her nose was clear out to here. Well, the mayor was worried, so he sent for the doctor. And when the doctor came, the girl wouldn't open the door. "Go away, go away. Was so long now that she had to hold the tip of it over her arm. And it was all over the floor of her room, so she had to stand on her bed to keep from stepping on it. Well, the doctor was insulted, so he went away. And the holy men of the town were called. But when they came, she wouldn't open the door. "Go away, go away! Nose was so long now that she had to hold it way out from her arm just so she could breathe. And she had cried so much that her nose was all slippery and slimy like an old snake. Well, the holy men left insulted, and they called for the town crier. "Hear ye, hear ye. Anyone who can cure the mayor's daughter's sick nose may have anything they want. Just what that lazy boy had been waiting for. He went to the mayor's house, and when he knocked on the door, the mayor answered and said, "You! You! Why, you're that good-for-nothing lazy boy!" And the lazy boy said, "You said anybody, and I reckon I'm anybody." Couldn't argue with that. So they let the boy in. Now, I don't know how he got that girl to come to the door. And I don't know how she got across all that nose to come to the door, but she did. And she opened up the door just this much. And that lazy boy fanned the magic fan. 1, 2, 3. Now you know how it sounds when you let all the air out of a balloon at one time? That's just how her nose sounded when it popped back into place. Everybody was so happy. And the boy started to say what he wanted. "Well, I expect I'd like a new suit of clothes and maybe a big fancy dinner. And, well, you know," he said, "I'm real tired. I'm not used to working this much." And so the boy went out and he laid down under the stars while he thought about what else he wanted, and they made him his fancy dinner. "What a day I've had today." And he fanned himself with a magic fan. And he went to sleep. And while he was sleeping, his nose began to grow. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And it grew until it was way up there at the bridge of heaven. Now, up there at the bridge of heaven, they were putting a new piece in. And when his nose came up there, they just nailed it down to the top of the bridge. Woo-hoo! That woke that boy up, as you can well imagine. And he started to scream. And then he realized he had nothing to worry about. He had the magic fan. And so he fanned his nose. 1, 2, 3. There was just one little problem, though. You know, when you nail something down over here, it doesn't come to you. You go to it. And when he fanned his nose, up he went to the bridge of heaven. And if you go outside on a real clear night and you look in just the right place and squint your eyes just so, you might see that lazy boy to this very day hanging up there by the tip of his nose right from the bridge of heaven. Okay, we have time for one very short one. 2 minutes. Oh. Who is here? Who's supposed to come? Okay. Well, then I'll do my 2-minute story. All righty. You're next. This story is one that I'm not going to tell you the name of. I'm going to let you tell me the name of it. Right when I get to the end, I'll go like this, and you can just shout it out. If you think of it before I get to the end, though, don't let it out, because you might spoil it for somebody sitting next to you. There once was a girl who lived in a castle. She and her daddy were having a hassle from the king who wanted her to spin gold from hay on a needle like pin. If she didn't do the spinning trick, she and her daddy would die real quick. Late that night, to her dismay, she found herself in a room full of hay. Just as she started to cry, up popped a little man about this high. Said, "I can turn that hay into gold quick as a wink and put your family right back in the pink." "Oh yes, name anything," she cried. "I just want one thing. Your firstborn child." With the spin of the wheel, the gold started to fly. The mounds grew higher, as easy as pie. The king was thrilled, it was hard to hide. Asked that girl to be his bride. 1 year later, a baby boy was born, and a little man came the very next morn. I want your child! Oh no, she cried. Very well, guess my name, and you win, he sighed. She guessed Tom and Bill and Harold and Hugh, John and Carl and Sam and Sue. None of them was close to right, and so he gave her one more night. Her spy followed him to the woods, and there he got all the goods. Next morning early, little man did arrive. I know your name. Surely you jive. It's not Sam, it's not Carl, it's not Paul, it's not Ben. Your name, little man, is? He cursed and swore and jumped up and down, and then he was gone, clean out of town. So if you're straight or if you bend, this is the story, yes, this is the end, oh yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelly. Shelly, you've been coming over here about, what, five years now? This is Shelly Heisberger from Tallahassee. And we're so happy to have you.
Not everyone can be named Smith.
Not everyone can be Smith. We are the leaders. Thank you, Shelly. And I do want to remind you all to be sure to buy a raffle ticket for that beautiful quilt that Nancy Morgan, right here in White Springs, made. And the drawing will be this afternoon, so buy one. Our next storyteller is a first timer over here with us. In our storytelling, this is Richard Seaman from Jacksonville. Let's welcome him.
What you say, because I don't know much. I raised on a farm way down the state, and all I knew was farm work, horses and cows and so forth. I used to have a girl down there I thought was mighty pretty, though. One day she put a mud pack on her face to improve her looks. She done such a good job, she ain't took it off yet. She's still on it. And living on a farm is a great thing. You have plenty to eat, plenty of work to do. And one day, a neighbor boy came up to the house and asked my dad, could he borrow our cross-cut saw? In those days, we didn't have chainsaws. I said, yes, son. Well, what do you want it for? He said, we want to cut a pumpkin. My dad said, well, it'll be sometime this afternoon before you can get it. We're just halfway through a sweet potatoes.